weiter in the Heilige Shas. We're in Shavuos Daf Lamed Ches, picking up on the very top of the page, next part of the Mishnah. Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzatz. So how do you do this exactly, this swear of a pikadon? Someone comes to you and says, hey, you have my thing, I please by you. And you say, I swear that I don't. That's called the Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzatz. Tainly pikadon yishesh lebiyotcha, give me the thing that's in your possession. So we bought a bunch of different cases over there where someone, let's say, goes against five different claims with one Shavuah over there. We want to know, are they considered all one thing or is it five separate things? Tana Rabbanan. Kalala. When the defendant included all of his denials in one statement, Enu Chayv Elachas, Enu Li Chayv, one, right, if he admits to the fact that he was lying. Only one Asham. Parat Chayv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. But if he specified each one separately, then Zibini Chayv, each one separately, five of them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Azag Gazokt, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shavua lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha. Chayav al kol achas achas. If somebody goes and he says that, no, what are you talking about? I swear I don't owe money to you, and you, and you. You're going to love me. Then you're going to be chayav in each individual one. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha shavua. If he says, I don't owe you, and I swear, then chayav al kol achas achas. You're going to be chayav on each every one of them. Shimon Omer, Achi Omer Shavua lo kol achas achas. You're not going to be chayev, a separate asham for each one, unless he says, I swear to each and every one of them that is set against him. So we see a few different opinions here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is Shmuel's opinion. We're going to see a machloka. So Shmuel comes and he says, a klal shel Rabbi Meir, prato shel Rabbi Yehuda. The klal of Rabbi Meir, when it's all-inclusive shvua, is the same din as Rabbi Yehuda's separate individual ones, and klal shel Rabbi Yehuda, the klal of Rabbi Yehuda, including all, pratos Rabbi Meir, is a prat of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. So that is Shmuel's opinion over here. Rashi says in the second line, klal of Rabbi Meir, zeh pratos Rabbi Yehuda, mai shesham Rabbi Yehuda, shahaya osei Rabbi Meir, klal, dahainu, velo lecha, I'll send Rabbi Yehuda prat. He considers that a prat. So Rabbi Yehuda says this vav over here, is a chibur, is connected all together, and that's where Rabbi Meir does that, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, that's called a prat. They're separating each one. And close Rabbi Meir, Pratus Rabbi Meir. Shall close Rabbi Yehuda, Pratus Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kol Modim Vilo Lecha. He says, no, everyone agrees. Rabbi Yehuda, when it says Vilo Shu Prat, that's considered separate Shavuos. Lo Necha Ela Belo Lecha. When it says Belo Lecha, Lo Lecha, it doesn't say Ve. Shu Meir Omer Prat, that what happens, each denial is a separate one, you can be Chai of each one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Klal is considered one big picture, you only Chai of one. Ve is a Klal Lashel for all of them. Ve is a Klal Lashel Rabbi Meir. And what is a Meir's view of a Klal then? Shavuos She'en Lechem Biyadi. It's where he says to all five of them at the same time, I swear that none of you have anything in my possession. Then you're going to be chayiv only one. But my, commifigli, this Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, what are they arguing over? Shmuel diakami b'raisa. Shmuel learns out his pshat from something from the b'raisa we just saw. Rabbi Yochanan diakami masnisa. Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the version of our Mishnah. Shmuel diakami b'raisa. Of the b'raisa, mitika amar Rabbi Yehuda velo lecha. Since Rabbi Yehuda said in the b'raisa that when the person says back, and not to you, pratahavi, each one is considered its own shtickle. Mechlau, the shamer, the b'meir, the amar klalohavi. We can learn out that Rabbi Yehuda must have heard it, brought that Meir said the opposite, that these things are considered one all-inclusive shvuah. V'amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, pratavi. Nope, I disagree. He says, that's called pratav. It's individual ones. Where you're going to say that it's one thing, I say it's individual things. V'rani Yochanan Amar, tarvayu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Meir, in both of these situations, whether he says, and not to you, or he said, not to you, pratavi. Each one is considered a prat. Varmalei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, when he heard Rabbi Meir's pshat, he said, Bivilo lecha modinalach. In a case where he said, and not to you, I agree. Bilo lecha, right, where there's no vav, poligna alach. There, I argue with you in that case, and I say that it's considered one all-inclusive. Says, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir on one point in his argument with another, then there's a bit of a mistake with the way the Bryce is emphasizing. Ad de odile od Oduye Lifugle Yifluge. Instead of saying the situation is he agrees with the mayor in one case, he should say a case where he actually argues with him. Rabbi Yehuda should have said his point straight out, as opposed to being inferred. Instead of saying, speaking about and not to you, a case in which they agree, he should have said straight up about it regarding not to you, the actual case where they're actually arguing. Fine, so that's Shmuel's mashmos on the Braisa. Now we look at Rabbi Yochanan, how he lives it for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, Diak Mimasnisa, and Mitaka Amr, Meir, says the Rabbi, said in the Mishnah that when he says to all five of them, Shavoshin Lacham Biyadi, I swear that I don't have anything in my hand, Klalahave, this is a klal, it's one inclusive thing, Mechlal de Velolacha, Pratahave. And if it's Velolacha, it's considered Pratah. Ditzakatatech Velolacha Klalah, you thought Velolacha is a klal, Adamash Malah and Shavoshin Lacham Biyadi, Ashmin Shavu, Lolacha, Lolacha, Velolacha, Velolacha. Right? Rather than teach us the Shavuah is all inclusive when he says, I swear that none of you have anything in my possession, he should have said, that I swear I do not have money to you, not to you. And then culture again, Shvul She'in Lechem Biyadi, certainly we would know if he says, I swear that none of you have anything in my possession is going to be a klal. Since the mayor decided to speak of a case of I swear that none of you have anything in my possession, must be that he holds everything else is considered separate. Ushmuel Amar Kol Omer Velo Lecha. Anyone says Velo Lecha, Kol Omer Shavuah She'en Lechem Biyadi Dami. It's like you said, I swear that none of you have anything in my possession. Right, the two are equal to each other. So a mayor's choice of one over the other is not considered significant. Tinamaman, we learned to the Mishnah. Lo Lecha, Velo Lecha, Velo Lecha. We said like that. Right, he said separate things, he's going to be chayav for each one of them. Since the statement was made anonymously, we can say that it must be going to Rabbi Meir. Oh, so how do you understand Shmuel now? He says, Gemara, Tini Lolacha, just drop the vav. Teach it as Lolacha. Tashima, let's try again. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Tainli, Pikadun, Musuma, said because of Aveda. If somebody says to another, give me the deposit and the loan and the stolen thing, the lost article out of your possession, and he says that, what you're talking about? I don't have that. He's going to have an usher for each one of them, which shows that Rabbi Meir holds that he connects the words and as separate ones. As Gemara no Tani, Tuma said, Gozal Aveda without the Vav over there. Toshima Tain Lichitun Saruku Kuosman. When a person says, give me wheat and the barley and this belt that I have, and he says back, he lies, he says that. He doesn't have the wheat and he doesn't have the barley and he doesn't have the belt. He's going to chayv each one of them. Oh, which says that Rabbi Meir is going to say that the denials is connected by the word and a separate shavuos. Nah, tani, sarin, kusman. Just again, drop the vav. You can teach it as without the vav. Say no varaya. Vahaitana kol achi shabish tani bazil. What do you think? They made a mistake of every one of them to put the vavs when they shouldn't have? Ella Shmuel would say, Hamani, who is this our Mishnah? Who is it? Even though it's a Stam Mishnah, we think it's our mayor, Rebbe Hidamer. It's Rebbe saying, Loshna Kazayas, Kazayas, Loshna Kazayas, Ukazayas, Pratahavi. It doesn't make a difference that a person says a Kazayas and a Kazayas, he says a Kazayas and a Kazayas. It's considered a Prat. And our Mishnah also, Rebbe is saying that even when the defendants are connected by and, it's separate. Our man of them would say, nope, that's considered one collective Shavuah, like Shmuel said. Tashima Mididei. So bring a riot for Meir's own words of the Mishnah, which you can't say is Rabbi. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afil Chitu Usarva Kusmas, Kusemis, Chayva Kalachas Rachas. Even with what you have the Vavs of this, so Meir is saying straight up that if you have the word and, it's considered separate Shvuas, which goes against Shmuel. Nah, Tani Chitu Usarva Kusemis. No, teach it without the Vav. Right? And it works with Shmuel, because Shmuel agrees that Meir is going to say, when there's no and, it's considered separate. My afilu. What does it mean when it says afilu? When he says that he's going to be chayiv for separate carbonas, even in the case he's saying over here. Amar Bacha Beridu Avika afilu chita b'chal chitin. Even a singular chita, an individual wheat, is included when it says wheat kernels in the plural. Sa'ar b'chal sa'ar n'kusemes b'chal kusman. Zuck the next part of the... Mishnah. Give me these things that are in your hand. Either it was the deposit, the loan, the article that was stolen, and the last thing that I have that used in your possession. The Mishnah said, if someone said, give me wheat and barley and kusman, the spelt that I have in your possession, the other one says, I swear I don't have it, he's going to be chayv only for one. But if he says, I swear to you, I don't have my possession, wheat and a barley and not spelt, it's chayv each one of them. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, pruta mikul and mitzarefas. Even if there's a pruta collectively between all of them, they're going to be mitzarif in order to be chayv. In order to be chayv for, you know, a false swear, and a shvuas pikadon, if they die amount that's at least worth a pruta. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even if the defendant owed less than that of each particular grain, he's going to be chayv to bring an ashim as long as it's the total of all them together. Pligibar of acha viravina charam aprati michayev. One says that when, in the second case, the Mishnah says he's chayev for each and every one, it means he's going to be chayev for each individual type of grain he mentioned. I call it the Mechayev, but it's not going to be Chayev for the general rule over here, the general denial regarding all grains together. And one says he's Chayev for a general as well. The second Rabbi Chia taught in the Braisa, if you have five people each wanted wheat, barley, and spelt from a different defendant, you know, from a particular person, and then he said to each, you know, to each one, I swear that I do not owe wheat and barley, and not barley, not spelt to you, not to you, not to you. Here we have 15 chatos that he has to bring, one for each one of these denials. Right? Denied three things for five people, therefore he's going to have to bring 15. V'emisa, if it's really true, it's chayv for a general, in addition, specific, esrim have, it comes up to 20 chatos, is going to be chayv. 15 for each, five for the general, of each one of them. And for the Gemara, Haitana, the Pratika Choshev, the Klali Loka Choshev. This Tana, we taught the Braisa, is counting only the ones of the Prati. But the Klali wasn't, didn't write, but Yenech Hanami, it's going to be 20. In fact, the Gemara, Vatani Rabchir taught, Arei Kan Esrim Chatos, we have 20 Chatos, so the Braisa comes out to 20 by counting the general and the specific ones. So we see it is included. Right, the statement does include the general. And for the Gemara, yeah, because the Soma said because of Aveda. That's talking about a case where five people come and deposit a loan, a stolen object, and a lost article. So therefore, it's five times four, and four things. It comes up to 20, which is the general instead of 25. In fact, the Gemara, ba'minei Rava me Rav Nachman, how you chamisha tovin osal. Let's say five people are demanding of someone else, Armelo, and saying, "Tein lanu pikadon tum esad because of avedah sheish lanu biyadcha." Armelo echad mehen, he says to one of them, "Shavu shein lacha biyadi pikadon tum esad because of avedah," and he turns to the other four and says, "Bela lacha, bela lacha, bela lacha, bela lacha." Mao, what's going to be done over here? Right, he's got to bring the four for each of the specific ones. Achad bechayev, but is he chayev only one denial for each of the last four? Beep, turn the page. Odelma, akol chadav chadav chayv. Or maybe he's chayv for each and every one. He denies in reference to even the last four. Let's see. Toshima, the Tani Rav Chia, Harekan Esther Chatos, it said we have 20 Chatos. Hey Chidami, now what exactly is the case he's talking about? E, the Parashiv, he specified the denial of each one of the last four, saying he doesn't have a deposit alone and not a stolen object, not a lost object. Okay, then obviously it's what's going to be. Rav Chia, Minyana, Asal Hashmina, did Rav Chia have to come and count for us how much is going to be? And Alav, the little Parash, it must be it wasn't Parash, each particular one of the last four, but he just said, and not you, and not Lilacha, 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 Lilacha. And Ushmamina Pratadavi. It must be that these denials are considered specific. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Anasa Pizas Biti. If somebody says, you violated my daughter or you seduced my daughter. Okay, now, the Mishnah went on to go say that if one of them swear to deny it, or Shimon says that he's not going to be chayef to bring a carbon, since the chiev he denied is a kenas, right? The 50 shek that it's got to be paying. The Chacham, right, so it's called a Kenas, it's not, you don't have to pay. The Chacham, however, said that besides the Kenas, he's also denied owing other things that, you know, that you're chayav for, Nezek, Tzar, Ripo, Shevas, both of those things, and therefore, he's also going to be, and for this, he's going to be chayav to bring a carbon. So now, let's see, how did Rabbi Shimon say that? Amar Rechiyah, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Rabbi Shimon. What is the reasoning for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, where he says they're not going to be chayiv to bring it because it's a kenas. Hol v'ikar kenas u'toveya. He's going to pat to this person from a carbon, since the main thing he's demanding is the kenas, right? Not the boshes and, you know, the other things that would come out of this. Amar Rav, a mashal de Rebbe Shimon, a mashal for him. L'mad never done. What's it compared to? L'adam shem lechaveru. A man says his friend, "Tein li chitim asarim v'kusim sheish li biyadcha. Give me wheat and barley and spelt that I have in your possession." Amar lo, and the person said back, "Shavu shein lecha biyadi chitin. I swear I don't have chitin." V'shtakach, and then he found out the chitin hudaleslei, that even though he doesn't have chitin, hasarim v'kusim nislei, he does have. He just ignored that part. The potter. In this case, he's going to be potter from bringing a carbon. The chishtaba chitin, a kushta mishtaba. Right, when he swore at the wheat, it was true. He didn't have the wheat. He said, "You have wheat, spelt barley." And he says, "I don't have wheat," but he does have spelt barley. Right? So here also the Mishnah says, even though he can owe him, you know, for the boshes and the other things that would come along with it, besides the 50 shekel, you know, the kenas, he was just talking about the kenas, therefore he's not going to be chayiv. Amalei Abaye says back, "Me dummy, can you compare these cases? Hasam over there, you're talking about b'chitin kakafale, he's denying the chitin, b'sa'ar n'kusvin lo kakafale, he wasn't denying, but ha'cha b'kula milzo the kakafale, he was denying the entirety of it, therefore it should be chayiv to be a carbon because of the later denial." So it's like, no, halo dami ha'elelom el'chaveiro, this case is actually compared only to the case of, the person says, "Tein l'chitin b'sa'ar n'kusvin sheshav yodcha, shavu ha'shein l'chak b'yodi klal," the person swears, "I don't have any of this stuff at all, v'sach chitin l'aslay," so he doesn't have chitin, b'ha'sar n'kusvin islay, the mechayim, in such a case, is going to be chayiv to make a carbon, even though denying the wheat was true, the barley and the spelt wasn't. So in our Mishnah also, when he denies violating the daughter, he denies owing anything, not a fine, not this, not that, not nabosis, mipo, shepherd, whatever it's going to be. So though he's not going to be chayiv to bring a carbon because of the form of the denial, he should be chayiv of the latter one. Ella kiyasa ravin, it just flips it the other way. So we have a problem. Why would Rabbi Shimon say your pata? Ella kiyasa ravin, I may be ochel nadiv Rabbi Shimon kenasu tavea. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's actually demanding only the kenas, for lo boshes pagam. He's not asking for the boshes or pagam. So when he denies it, he's only denying the fine. Therefore, since he's not denying something with the monetary, he doesn't have to bear a carbon. Lo divrei chachamim, af boshes pagam tavea, even boshes pagam is bringing tavea. My kumifkli, what exactly are they arguing over? My papa, Rabbi Shimon Saba, lo shafik inish midi the kids. One would not leave over the fixed claim, like of the fifth of the fine, the kenas 50 shekel, but tavea midi the low kids and demand something that wasn't fixed. Right, boshes pagam. It depends what the case is. So he says he's only asking for the kenas, what he wants, which is clear. He's not going to leave off a claim that if he were to admit it, that it wouldn't pater from him, and demand something which the defendant would be pater if he admitted to it. Therefore, he said that he's demanding for the boshes begam and for, you know, in addition to the fine, and they therefore say that it's going to be chayv to me a carbon for denying it. Hajan alach shvus abikado. You know what I mean? Is lamed vav mebe said shvus abikado nagis ban hashem hashem erchagum 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 erchagum. We yotzei. Let's continue on in Shas. Mazel tov for finishing the fifth parak, and now we begin the sixth parak. Now, we've seen a few ideas over here to be able to understand what we're about to jump into. Now, let's get the following idea. Before you have what's known as... Let's actually just start it off. Zakta Heliga Mishnah. Shavuos HaDayanim. The Shavua of a Dayan. That's a Dayan who is putting a Shavua on a defendant who admits to a part of the claim but denies the rest. Known as a moda b'miktas, right? He's only admitting to part of over here. Shavuos HaDayanim, hataina shtei kesef. You would only do it if the claim is for two silver ma'a. It's got to be at least that. Says Rashi, shadana mashbina idei hodas miktas hataina shelimdua me'asher yomer ki hava zeh because of Allah v'nikrav balabais elo Elohim, meaning to the judge, imlo shaluch yada dahina shavua. Hataina shashvua bal yada lote pachos mishte kasef. It's got to be a lot less than two silver ma. Ve hauda b'shava pruta, and the admission is got to be the value of at least a pruta. In other words, the entirety of the claim has to be you owe me at least two silver ma. And when I say back, I'm being moda at least to a pruta. That will cause a shvua, right? But less than a pruta, then we wouldn't say that. If the admission is not reference to the same type of item as the claim is, meaning I'm admitting to owing something other than what you're claiming that I owe you, right? So you say I owe you A, and I say no, I owe you B, then potter. I'm exempt from any sort of, it's not called a modem mixas here. Ketzad. Shtei kesel biyadcha, let's say you come and you say, hey, you have two silver of mine. Eilecha biyad yala puta. I say, no, it's only puta. Potter. Then I'm going to be potter from swaying because the claim was for silver, and I said that I don't have silver, but rather I have a pruta, which is made out of copper. Shtei kesef u'pruta libiyadcha, let's say you say you have two silver and a pruta in your hand, in lecha libiyadcha pruta, chayev then be chayev. Mana libiyadcha, let's say someone comes and says, hey, you have a mana of mine, it's a silver coin that's worth 100 silver dinar. You say you have 100 silver dinar, in lecha biyadi, and I say I don't have at all, but I have nothing of yours in my hand. Right, there's no hoda over here, Rashi says, then pater from anything over here, there's no hoda. Mana libiyadcha, but let's say I say, you say I have a mana, and you say to me, hey, you have $100 in mine. I say, no, I only have 50, right? So in the chabiyadi ala chamishim dinar, 50 silver coins, and chayev are going to be chayev because of there, it's a mudah benikas. Mana la'aba biyadcha, if someone says, a yoris comes and says, hey, you have a mana of my father's in your hand, in the chabiyadi ala dundi dinar, I only have 50 potter. Is going to be potter because it's like someone's returning in aveda, a lost object who's exempt from taking a shvua. Rashi says shahaya yachal lahayis potter. He could have been chutzpah, like really like intense and velichpar and denied the whole thing. And with the lo hay is the fact that he didn't tarei kemesh aveda, like he's returning a lost object. You know chayev shvua, like we're saying gitan mechazamez a mutzim mitzia lo yishava nitigin olam. Most people are not going to return things anymore. Mana libiyadcha. If somebody says you have 100 of mine, you got a hundi in your possession. I'm like, hey, yep, that's true. Lamachar melo teneul. He says, give it to me. Sativ lachar. He says, what do you mean? I have to give it to you. Pater. Then he's going to be pater. Ein lecha biyadi. But if he says the next day, I don't have it in my hand, I never owe you anything, chayev is going to be chayev because he said before that he admitted to the fact that, yeah, he did have that money. Manali biyawawawawadcha. If somebody says, his friend, yeah, you got a hundi of mine, I'm Elohein. He says, yep, it's true. Al titneu li ela be'edim. And then he says, don't give it to me except in front of Edim. Lamachar, Amar teneu li. Next day he says, okay, give it to me. And Sativ Lachan, he said, man, he gave it to you, Chayv is going to be Chayv. But he said, Sachlit to Be'edim, because he had to give him in front of Edim. Therefore, I don't believe that he actually paid it. Let's see, someone comes and he says, the litra zav yishli biyadcha, I have a litra of gold in your possession. El chabiyadi ala litra kesef, it's only of kesef. Potter is going to be potter, because it's not the same thing they're talking about. Right? One was gold, one silver. Dinar zav yishli biyadcha, but if he says, I have a gold dinar in your possession, el chabiyadi ala dinar kesef, don't say dinar kesef, who traces, who pundius, who prutos, or he says that I owe another type of coin, one of these types, and it's going to be chayev. Why? Shakol min matbe achas. All coins are considered one type, and therefore it's considered like he actually is admitting, right? So the first one is saying it's like a type of weight over here, it's not a particular coin. And now over here, it's a particular, it's coin, so all coins are considered one min. Kor tvua li biyadcha. He says, I have a core of grain that's in your hands. You have a core grain of mine. Eilecha biyadi ala lesech kitnes. And he says, No, I only have a lesech, it's a half a core in my possession. Potter is going to be potter because it's not the same kind of thing. Kor peiros libiyadcha, elcha biyadi ela lesech kitnis chayev, she kitnis b'chal peiros. Kitnis is included in legumes, beans are included in peiros and produce. Therefore, it's called the same thing. Taino chitim hoda labasari, and if somebody claims wheat to them and says, I have barley, potter, Rabbanim Gamliel mechayev, he's going to be chayev. Because he's of the opinion it doesn't have to be the same type of thing. That is, we have over here, Rashi says, this is Mosef Rashi, come from the Gemara and Daf Mem. Someone claims from his friend, you have to give me, jugs of oil. And he says, I owe you empty jars of that oil. Admon Omer, he says, Yishava, it's considered mixed with a mixer. So he says, swear, it's not the same thing we're talking about. A jug or a jug with oil, that are two separate things. I understand Admon's words that they're considered the same shtickle. Taino Kalim Karkos, let's say he claimed Kalim utensils and land, Vodab Kalim, he admits to the Kalim, Makafa Makarkos, Makarkos, Makafa Makalim, Pater, Hodab Mixas Akarkos, because that's considered two separate and yonim entirely, you don't compare the two. Hodab Mixas Akarkos, if he admitted to part of the Karka, Pater is going to be Pater, a Mixas Akalim, if he admitted to part of the Kalim, Chayev is going to be Chayev. Shanechasim Shalim Achayes, because things that are metaltalin are zokigin as the nechasim sheishlam echayas can be subject to things that do have echayas like land, lishava lehem, in order to make a swear on it. Einish bayin, we don't swear al tainis cheresh shot of a katan, in reference to a sheirich vein mashbiyin as a katan, we don't impose a swear on it. If you have a claim of a cheresh shot of a katan, you know, we don't have a shua there, and not on the katan either. But in the katan, the hektish. But one swears to a minor and to hektish. Right, the Gemara is going to explain what that means is, if someone wants to collect a debt from property of a katan, he can't do it unless he swears that the debt wasn't yet paid. Okay, zok the Gemara. Heichi mashbien le. How do we have a defendant swear? When it says shuas ladyanim, we have him swear, how do we do it? Amar Yudah, Amar Rav, Hashmin also b'shvua, Amor b'Torah. Make him swear that it's written in the Torah. The Chsiv, as it says, Avram, you're making Eliezer come and swear, V'ashbiacha b'Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, and I have you swear by Hashem, God of the heavens. Right? And that's what you have to do in the name of Hashem. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, come on, according like who? Kirav Chanina bar Idi, Damar b'Ina Shem Yuchad. You need the Shem Yuchad. Amar le, he said, but we sell in Laman Hey. So he said back to him, if it's Rabbanan, you say Rabbanan, to Amr Bikinu, you say it could be done with one of the nicknames of Hashem. Yeah. V'nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Tzarech le'asfusei chefza biyadei. When he makes a shua, does he have to hold something kadosh in his hands, like Eliezer did when Avram Avinu, you know, had him go ahead and do something, hold kadosh. You have to hold a sefer Torah, Rashi's kamer, o sefer, o tefillin, ka Avram, da atfis Eliezer, bris mila. Uke de Rava, and it goes with Rava, dama Rava, hi, Diana, this judge, da'ashu Hashem al keshemayim, who has this defendant, swear by Hashem, the God of heavens, but doesn't have him hold something, nasa gemishitab at Var Mishnah. Like somebody made a mistake by a Mishnah teaching, the Choser, and therefore his judgment is knocked out. From our Papa, hi Dayana Dashba Tefillin, who has him hold Tefillin and not a Sefer Torah, and asking Mishnah Tabe Davar, and before Mishnah the Choser, you back out of. Hilchosikav say the Rava, less Hilchosikav our Papa, Hilchosikav Rava, not our Papa. Hilchosikav say the Rava, the whole Rakat Chasam the other, because in his case he didn't hold anything in his hand. Therefore, it wasn't done properly. When the case of the defendant did hold something in kadosh, like tefillin in his hand, therefore, it's valid enough and it stands. Shavua milma, you make a swear standing. Tamil chacham yushav, he sits. Shavua b'sefer Torah, generally you do holding a sefer Torah, even though, right, we just said against a papa, it's enough with tefillin. It's ideal to do the sefer Torah. Tamil chacham lechatchil with tefillin. Tamil chacham lechatchil does it with tefillin. She says, "Die little chetchil with tefillin, play kvodo, cause of his honor." Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.